Good morning, Raimundo. Let me say one thing. The heaven is open for the pastors who do my will. I'm seeking obedient pastors that have read the Bible and obeyed. The will of God is the open door to heaven. Some like to stand on the fence, won't go one way or the other. It won't help them during the end times. Either you're for me or against me. You can't play those kind of games. Things of the heart are evident by your actions. Don't seek the power of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, or me, the Father, Jehovah. It'll just open the door to the basement, to hell. Remember my words. The end is before you. The power and might of Jehovah is before you. The power and might of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is before you. The power of the Holy Spirit is before you. Might and power, the power of power. Remember, be obedient. Don't tell the Creator what to do, how to do it, and in what way to do it. If you've read the Bible, you know the scripture about the pot and the potter. Need I say any more? Your ways and your actions affect many people. You're not only misleading yourself, but you're misleading the flock. There's only one true church, the church that is obedient to Jehovah, to Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit. They read the Bible. They sing hymns. They seek the poor. They have communion. They obey their Father Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And they remember the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. Simple, direct, and to the point. Wake up. Wake up. Obey your Father Jehovah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit. You're running out of time. Does you no good to run around with a Bible in your hand if you don't open it? You can preach and you can preach and you can preach the words of man, but if you don't practice what's inside that Bible or know the scriptures about being obedient to God, what good are you as a pastor? Might as well go home, pack your suitcase, get ready for the devil to take you to his home. Remember my words, Jehovah does not lie. Jesus Christ of Nazareth does not lie. The Holy Spirit does not lie. If you have any doubts of being a pastor, quit your job. Do something else. Save yourself. Run while you can. Remember, these words are to instruct you, to guide you in the things, in the manners of God. Be strong, be brave. Do the righteous thing. Quit your job if you don't believe you can handle it. If you don't know how to pray, if you don't know how to read the Bible, if you don't recognize the things of God, don't be afraid to quit, because you'll be saving yourself and your family and your church members. So be it. So be it. So be it. Over. Time is 2:57 a.m. on the 29th of November, 2006. Over.